Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
New college football playoff rankings are out. And I can't believe the committee is going to do this to Texas A&M. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So unchanged Pearl at the top,
yeah,
where you have Ohio State as 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M at 3, Alabama as 4, Georgia 5. Then Texas Tech, who had a big win over BYU over the weekend, moves up to 6. Ole Miss 7, Oregon 8, Notre Dame 9, Texas is at 10, Oklahoma 11, 12 is BYU. Now, that's not exactly how the bracket would lay out.
Yeah.
That's just the rankings because the college football committee wants to just confuse the crap out of everybody. And I don't understand why they're doing that. But that's at least the rankings. And listen, Ohio State looks like a great team. I'm not saying that they are not one of the top teams in the country or maybe even that they don't deserve to be number one. I just think Texas A&M deserves to be number one above them based on metrics that we all want the committee to use, which is 3 wins against ranked teams on the road, which is a better strength of record, which is better strength of schedule. Like, these are all the things that fans are crying about because they want the actual best 12 teams, which is still not going to happen. But at the very top, Pearl, Texas A&M has a better strength of record than Indiana or Ohio State.
Okay.
And they have a better strength of schedule than a higher strength of schedule, if you will. They've played more difficult teams, according to the football, College Football Power Index, than Indiana and Ohio State. And I'm not saying that Indiana and Ohio State don't have good wins on their resume. Indiana went to Oregon and won. That's a great win. They survived Penn State last week.
Yeah.
That's a win, right? Like, it's a good win, is a quality, it's good. And then you have Ohio State, who beat Texas in the opener at home, but obviously Texas was not even close to being what they may be. And Illinois has kind of fallen off, and those are their only 2 really good wins. Meanwhile, Texas A&M, as I mentioned, beating good teams on the road, including Notre Dame, including a ranked LSU team. Florida was ranked at the time.
Sorry, who are these good teams? Show me.
Notre Dame.
All right, Notre Dame. So they beat Notre Dame early in the season when Notre Dame is famously never good. Like, Notre Dame
beat Notre Dame at home.
Couple years. Okay.
Notre Dame beat Texas A&M last year in the first game of the season, so you can't say notoriously
good. Last year they lost to Northern Illinois in the first month.
But you're cherry picking.
Well, anyway, so Texas got Ohio State's got the win over Texas. I think
how did they look at the beginning of the year? And they barely beat them, and that was at home.
But anyway, they have the win over number 10 team. Where's the other win that A&M is going to point to? I mean, and they have their disaster game, too, where they let Arkansas hang around all game.
But so, they won. So, like, and that was on the road,
Yeah, but Texas has won every game, too. I mean, sorry, Ohio State has won every game, too.
Okay, but that was, first of all, I misspoke on one small thing. Yeah. So, Texas A&M has had three straight games on the road. They won at Arkansas. Yeah, did they have to squeak by? But you know
Arkansas
what?
Arkansas is terrible.
SEC.
They're the worst.
But they didn't lose. And okay. It was on the road.
Yeah, but Ohio State hasn't lost either, but go ahead.
Okay, then they beat LSU, who actually does have a good roster.
Who's going to have to get hot to be bowl eligible.
Again,
okay, they're
on
bad.
The road. Again, on the road, and they smoked them. They beat them 49-25, so you
yes,
got some
LSU's
style points
terrible,
there.
And they're not going to be ranked. They're not even going to be top 50 team by the time this
but
is over.
Here's the thing. Like, LSU is a totally different animal because they fired their head coach who had a winning record, okay? It's just a different beast.
But that it's certainly not going to end up. I think we're getting debate. Will they end up being a ranked team? And certainly not.
Okay, well then they also just went on the road and won at Mizzou.
Who's not great.
Well, not great, and maybe on a backup quarterback.
Will not end up being ranked.
But still a tough game, and they were ranked when they played. So 38-17 was the final score. So
they're going to end the season before they play Texas. They're going to enter the Texas game after Thanksgiving with one win over a currently ranked team. A team that's ranked in November.
Okay, but who are these good teams that Ohio State's playing?
Ohio State has beaten nobody either. I mean,
exactly.
they're in the Big Ten. But is
Illinois going to be ranked when this is all said and done? No.
But you can't just, it's not about, you're not just getting the team that's faced the hardest schedule to be number one. It's all, you know, the committee is about the eye test. They tell you, like, they have to judge on something, and Ohio State looks like the best team.
Okay, let's do this, though. So Ohio State looks like the best team.
No.
Yeah, if Texas A&M could play Purdue every week, they might look like the best team.
They beat Arkansas by 3 points. I'm sorry, that they are not as consistently awesome as Ohio State's been against bad competition. I mean, Ohio State hasn't been within, what's the closest game they've had? So my point is, why would you knock Ohio State off?
I just don't think they're deserving to be number one if we're going to actually talk about strength of record and strength of schedule, which is something, by the way, that you wanted very much because Indiana looked like frauds last year when they finally got to the college football playoff because they had not played anybody, but they were feasting off of this bottom of the Big Ten schedule.
Right, but
and I would just ask you, is Ohio State doing the same exact thing?
Right, but we know, but they're killing everybody, and we watch the team, and we're like, oh my God, they're awesome. Right.
Texas A&M, you want to cherry pick Arkansas, that's fine. But their scores have also been pretty lopsided here, Pearl. Like, you beat LSU 49-25. You beat Mizzou 38-17. They're doing the thing.
Yeah, yeah. But
they beat Florida 34-17. They beat Mississippi State 31-9. Like, they beat Notre Dame. Like, they're doing everything that you can possibly do with an SEC schedule. Wow. I just don't understand why they're third.
I mean, really, like, so I get Indiana. You can make an argument because Indiana's coming off a bad game against Penn State. But Indiana has the impressive win over Oregon. Yeah, I just don't see dropping Ohio State. Like, why? Let me ask you this question. You're an Ohio State fan. They just beat Purdue, whatever. Right. They obviously mailed that game in, but won 34-10. Why would they drop? Like, what's the point of, how do you drop by winning 34-10?
So
doesn't make any sense.
But I could just flip that. It's not about them dropping. It's about Texas A&M deserving to rise.
Because of what?
Because they've played a much harder schedule
but
and
why
because
this
they
week?
Are winning.
But so you're saying the original ranking was off.
Well, they just beat another ranked team. Right. So, like, yes, I thought last week even A&M had a shot at this. But now we have another week in the books where Ohio State beat Purdue and where Texas A&M beat Mizzou. And that's a much better win to me. And so it's not so much about Ohio State has to sink like a stone. It's to me that Texas A&M deserves to rise. And I think that there's something about, I don't know if this is still like brand identity or if that's. Because, like, I'm not saying Ohio State's not a good team, and they could win the national championship again, hell. But
well, they are the number one team and the heavy favorite to win the national championship.
That's fine. And that's fine. And last year they weren't, and they would have never gotten in the college football playoff, and they went on a run. So you could win this, obviously, a variety of ways
but
if
they
you're
were
Ohio State.
They were certainly number one coming into the season, but go ahead.
Well, Texas technically was number one going into the season. But I think that this is what you have to reward now. A team that has this tougher schedule and that does everything they're supposed to do. Like the fact that Texas A&M is what? Not more associated with winning than Ohio State?
No, I mean, first of all, I just think this is...
Like, if this was Alabama that had the same schedule, don't you think they would be number one over Ohio State?
No,
at least
because,
people would want it.
Because Alabama, I mean, what's the win? I mean, you have the Notre Dame win easy early, but they haven't... A&M hasn't beaten Georgia. They haven't beaten Texas, or they haven't beaten Alabama. So I think the fact that they got this Florida, Arkansas, LSU, Missouri run is not enough to push you
okay,
over.
Okay, but who is Ohio State beaten recently? Because
Ohio State's early wins don't matter.
Well, Ohio State's best win is Texas in the first game of the season. It wasn't even September yet.
But they've killed everybody. So there's no reason to drop them. Let me ask you this. On a neutral field, say it's an indoor stadium, Ohio State versus A&M, how would you set the line?
I don't know.
I'd say 6.5 Ohio State.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, why?
Well, because they have Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sands playing amazing. They have... future pros all over the field. A&M does too, but I don't trust Marcel Reed as much as I probably should. He's kind of, he'll make some throws and then he'll miss a couple throws. And yes, listen, they have this amazing receiving core. I just think top to bottom, Ohio State is better.
I don't know. The A&M's right there with the expensive roster. They've got the really good head coach. I mean, Mike Elko is going to be up for all these jobs, too. I don't know if he even needs to leave A&M, but he's going to be right there with the Penn State job and with LSU and all of it. Like, to me...
So what would you set it at?
I'd probably do something more like 3, 3.5. And maybe it even would start at something like 3.5 and probably get bet down. And I think the money would flood in on A&M.
College football, 3.5-point spread, that's... very small. I think it'd be closer.
You're asking
to a touchdown.
Me to be a handicapper? I mean, what are we doing here? I'm just saying I think that they are a lot closer than you think they are. In fact, I think they have a better claim because of what they've done to be the top team in the country.
No, but I think my point is that I think we all look at the two teams and say Ohio State is a little more battle-tested and more a better team.
But I think that because of last year.
Yeah, a combination of last. Yeah, that matters. Obviously, I think proven, and the fact that they have. I mean, listen, they're just stars.
I get it, Pearl, but why even play the games then? Like, that's the why even play the games, which I feel like is something you were saying.
Yeah, but I don't feel like A&M is proven. Like, I want to see A&M in Texas. That to me is going to be really telling. I want to see A&M play Georgia, Alabama. I think they're a really good team. I don't know if they beat all those teams. I don't know that they're definitely better than Alabama.
Well, who is it? Are you sure Ohio State's better than Alabama?
Not sure, no. But I think they'd be a better challenge for Alabama. I mean, Ohio State, obviously, they have Cardale Tate and Jeremiah Smith, both top 10 picks, a wide receiver.
Fantastic.
They have Arvell Reese, probably a top 5 pick on defense. And they have, obviously, Caleb Downs is like the first safety who's ever been in the Heisman conversation ever.
So
they
it's
have
about
stars.
So it's about stars then.
But they've killed everybody.
And A&M has also beaten everyone they need to beat by margin when they should and by squeaking by Notre Dame. Well, what's the shame in that?
Because I love A&M being number 3. That's great. It's not like A&M's number 22. Like, Ohio State's one. Then I think you could make everything you said is very good for Indiana to A&M. I probably would have moved A&M to 2. But it's not like I'm saying there. It's like our LeBron-Jordan debate. Just because LeBron is number 2 to Jordan doesn't mean he's a schlub. I'm just saying Ohio State is the number 1 team. You can't downgrade them just because A&M beat Missouri.
Well, you also can't crown them because they beat Purdue.
Yeah, but this is how rankings work. You know that. I mean, I think Ohio State deserves a number 1 spot. Until they lose, they should stay there. I don't think you put a team down just because they have easy competition in this case. Now, my point about competition, if you have two teams that are very close come final decision, I would go strength of victory. And then A&M is not that much bigger than Ohio State's because a lot of teams at A&M are playing are falling apart, like LSU, Missouri, South Carolina. Like those games, Florida, for example, that's not nearly as tough as it sounds. Florida's 3-6,
okay.
Maggie.
Yeah, well, let's go through Ohio State. Are you really impressed they beat Grambling 70-0? Are you impressed they beat Ohio University 37-9?
I'm very impressed by that Ohio. Peter King went to Ohio University.
Yeah, well, he doesn't play quarterback for them.
Be nice for the Bobcats.
I don't know. I know that style points exist in college football, but that seems almost quaint. You know, like we are into a point now where we have so many more metrics that blowing out Grambling 70-0 should not actually influence whether or not you are one of the top teams in the country. That's crazy.
I'm the last guy to be SEC EJ, but I guess the only thing I would ask Pearl is what does Ohio State
look like if they play A&M's SEC schedule? Are they blowing out? Because they're playing
Big Ten teams. They're in a battle, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's probably the only argument for A&M over Ohio State is Ohio State, they are legitimately a great team, and they're clearly one of the top teams, but the question would be A&M has looked so impressive through an SEC schedule. Does Ohio State have any challenge? And again, A&M had an Arkansas challenge, but they probably have way more closer games than they would have if they would have played Missouri in that conference. Of course.
To be honest, and this is even something I've seen. We're talking about the college football playoff rankings. The second iteration came out last night. Ohio State's one. Indiana's still two. Texas A&M is three. And I think A&M should be one. And that's where Perloff and I disagree. But haven't you seen a little of this conversation actually creep up in college football circles? Is Ohio State tested enough?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's how easy the schedule is that we're having the conversation is Ohio State actually, you know, they haven't found themselves in anywhere close to a dogfight, you know, this season. Are they, when they get to the college football playoff, do they, and they're, let's say they're in a tight game, how do they respond?
Yeah, no, it's a Big Ten problem for sure, but they came out of the Big Ten last year.
Wouldn't have made the playoff if this was any other year in the history of college football. It just so happened to be it was the first year of the 12-team playoff. They had two losses last year, including the terrible one to Michigan. Like, they were lucky in some ways. Now, they went on through that gauntlet and legitimately beat these really good teams, so I'm not taking away from them, but they would have never even had the opportunity last year.
But they would this year with two losses. But they'll end the season with Michigan, and then the Big Ten title game will be them, I'm assuming. I got to check who that'll be against.
I mean, Indiana. Big Ten, I mean, Indiana right now.
Oh, right, Indiana. Does Indiana have any? Then they have a really easy run.
Yeah, so Indiana finishes the season with Wisconsin and Purdue.
Yeah, so Ohio State will end up playing one top 25 team and then one number two team. So they'll be plenty, they'll find strength of schedule. That's not going to be a problem for them.
I know, but see, that's the other thing, too, about this. This is not a perfect system that we have here because the insistence on keeping the conference championship games, I think, kind of messes stuff up a little bit, right? Yeah. Because how much do you really boost somebody for winning that conference title game, but you also can't knock somebody for losing the conference title game?
Like, yeah, it's not perfectly competitive. I know what you mean.
It's not, but they want to keep these conference title games because of the money.
Now, will A&M... If they play Texas on November 28th, are they guaranteed a spot? Because there could be multiple one-loss teams if they lose to Texas in the SEC. So they might only have one win against a ranked team. If they lose to Texas, then obviously they're not going to be the number one team. But honestly, if they beat Texas and then they beat, say, Georgia in the SEC title game, would that be enough? I still don't think so. I still think Ohio State's number one. And by the way, it doesn't even matter because the one and two basically have the same path. There's no good, neither gets home field over the other because of the point they would face each other in the playoff, they'd be on a neutral site.
Sure. I mean, can you imagine what you just laid out? Say Texas A&M beats Texas at the end of the year on the road, right? Goes undefeated in their SEC schedule, goes to the SEC championship game, beats Georgia. That's what you just said.
Or Alabama.
Alabama, whoever. Yeah. And still doesn't have the number one seed, I'd be like, what do you have to do to get a number one seed?
But Ohio State would have to beat Michigan. They'd have to beat Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, it's funny because you don't care about Ohio State's win over Texas, but you care about Texas A&M's win over Texas.
You want to know why? Because I think that Texas is trending up, and you know that because now they're a 10th ranked team in the country when they had fallen completely out of the rankings earlier this year. So I think it's when you get them, right? Texas, at the end of the season, I think is very different than Texas at the opener.
A&M's got some.
And they still barely beat them.
Yeah. We'll see if Ohio, A&M's got some ugly wins. There's just no doubt about it. Because I look at Auburn, that game was a disaster. They won 16-10. And obviously the Arkansas game was super fun, but you probably want to blow out a team like Arkansas.
That's, wow.
I mean, what's Arkansas, like 2-6 or something? They're 2-7.
Fired their head coach. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, really, and we'll be honest, because we're nitpicking here, you want to blow out those teams if you want to impress the committee.
Yeah, see, that's not what I hear from SEC fans. It's, no, you don't understand. Even our worst SEC team is better than 90% of the Big Ten. So that's what I hear. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Meanwhile, the ACC, EJ, what an adventure this is for your Miami Hurricanes. Somehow Miami, Pearl, is ranked 15th in this poll, but they have two losses in the ACC. They're the highest ranked ACC team in the poll. yet they have two in-conference losses and likely won't be playing for the ACC championship game if the other, what are we, Louisville UVA at this point?
I mean, they're
or Georgia Tech?
They're seventh
they're
right now.
Seventh right now. There's six teams ahead of them in the ACC standings. The ACC standings is a mess, though.
Yeah, no, I get that. There's carnage at the top because of Georgia Tech loss. I understand.
And a bunch of teams lost. Louisville lost. Yeah, so.
But it's just so odd to me. This is. I feel like it gave false hope to Miami fans to have them as the highest-ranked ACC team. But it looks like the only ACC team that's going to get into this college football playoff is the champion of the conference, and Miami might not even get to play for that.
Yeah, you know that you guys definitely know this Uncut Gems scene with Kevin Garnett where it's like, why would you show me something if I can't have it? You're showing me a bracket that shows Miami in the bracket, even though if the bracket was today, Miami actually wouldn't be in the bracket because they have no chance to compete for an ACC title game. I do think the ranking is better news, though, because they were 18th last week. Look, they had no shot. They've already moved up three spots, and yesterday the committee, they didn't admit that they reevaluated Miami, but they kind of did. The conversation they had on ESPN with Reese Davis, it was like, yeah, well, you know, we're considering now the head-to-head to Notre Dame a little bit because now Miami's closer to Notre Dame in the standing. So
they're five spots above Louisville, who they lost to.
I know, and then that's the thing. That's going to be the thing for this is that Louisville's not going to have a beef because Louisville's like, well, wait a minute, we beat Miami. Why are we behind them? Just like Miami was arguing about Notre Dame. So everything involved with the ACC is an absolute mess. I still think Notre Dame is getting so much home cooking is ridiculous. Yeah. They've beaten all the power conference teams they've beaten, except for USC, have all been last place teams. They've beaten Arkansas. They're beating the scrubbiest of the scrub teams, and they lost to two teams that are ranked in the tournament. They lost to Miami, and they lost to A&M, and yet it's like it doesn't matter. They can beat BC and beat Arkansas, and they fly up the rankings. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, one thing, I heard something from Andy Staples, our friend at On3. There's going to be some major, major losses coming up like that you do not see coming. He pointed out November is when the top teams fall, so Miami at 7-2 might have a better chance than you think. Because a lot of the 1 and 2 team losses are about to lose to teams they should not.
Well, and I Texas, think, like Texas has A&M, and now they have Georgia. So Texas is on thin ice. Oklahoma is going to be on thin ice. They have Alabama this week. Like, so there are these teams that are ahead of Miami. This thing's not over yet for those teams ranked between 14 and 18.
I know, but guys, you got to see like the 3D chess here. This is what the committee is setting up. Like, I think they want to make Texas as high as they can. Texas raised three spots in this poll on a bye week. Like, they want them high so that if they do have some of these losses, the fall isn't so precipitous that they're completely out.
Yeah, like,
there's a world where a 3-loss Texas team on Arch Manning's star power.
Such a good point. I think that they would love to figure out a way to get a 3-loss Texas team in, but I think a 2-loss Miami team is at least going to be in the mix. I mean, the problem is the teams they lost to. How do you make an argument? And by the way, I'm still hoping my SMU Mustangs find a way to make this happen too.
They're because, in first place right now, so yeah, they got a chance.
The best headline that SMU has had this week is the fact that the guy who is sitting front row wearing a Luka Doncic Lakers jersey talking to the owner of the Mavericks right before he fired Nico Harrison is a freshman at SMU.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story? So apparently the kid's dad has season tickets. Shocker. Kid who goes to SMU's dad's got money. And he saw Patrick Dumont, and he flipped him off.
Nice.
He gave him the bird.
Well, what would happen to us if we did that at Madison Square
Jail.
Garden?
Oh, you would not see me and Manny at this show anymore.
All of a sudden, just a plane just flying you straight to Russia. But anyway, so he flips off Patrick Dumont, Pearl, this freshman from SMU. And the dad says to him, listen, you can't do that. It's not polite. It's not proper. You got to control yourself.
He
went to Patrick Dumont and apologized to him. And that's how they started talking. And he said, you got to fire Nico Harrison. And he was like, well, I can't listen to Nico anymore. I'll listen to this 18-year-old. And he fired.
I really love that. That's the Mavericks owner. Like, good luck. Good luck, Dallas.
Apparently, he listens to a lot of podcasts, too, about the Mavs. Like,
oh, that's great.
I mean, you want to like find
podcast
this balance.
As an owner is not good. Oof.
You need to find a balance if you're an owner to kind of have the pulse of the fan base, which they clearly did not in the Luka trade, but also not be so ear to the ground that you're taking in every freshman at SMU and their opinion.
Well, every is a little rich. But...
Only the ones that dad's got.
Dad's got season tickets.
Yeah, flip you off. But then again, it is SMU, and it is notoriously the richest school on planet Earth. So maybe there's many SMU kids floating around the top three rows at Dallas games.
Possible this kid is the next owner. Who knows? Who knows?
Damn, you already got Dumont selling the team?
Dude, they're in this to just get sports betting legalized in Texas.
And the moment they do,
or casino games, I think, and sports betting, the guy's married into one of the biggest casino magnate families in the world. And once they get what they came for, Pearl, I imagine it's not long after that they either cash out or hand it to a kid or a nephew or some other form of nepotism.
Lovely.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. All right, you're welcome to call in on the college football playoff rankings. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Poll results.
Welcome back, Maggie Berloff Show. It's been a very Dallas-themed show today when we haven't even talked about the Dallas Cowboys. What's going on here?
Yeah, coming off the bye week, right? So they got a little bit of a break. Yeah. But just because the Cowboys weren't playing doesn't mean that one of their former quarterbacks wasn't catching our attention. And, of course, that's Tony Romo. So Romo was on the call of Patriots-Bucks over the weekend, okay, on Sunday. Obviously, Patriots win 28-23. A lot of people watched that game. Romo dropped an interesting acronym. Said he was talking to Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
And this cut's a little bit long, but it's worth it. Here's Tony Romo on Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Patriots, his philosophy.
fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim. The Patriots, details, toughness, and they finish. That's my moniker.
That sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him, too.
He says that,
yeah,
too.
I think the team might be technique for him, but it's all good.
I mean, I didn't think Romo could be topped. He's one of our favorites because of gems like this.
To learn more, visit realizethedream.org.
What a day. Martin Luther King Jr. deserves to have a day named after him.
I feel like now we have a new challenger for our favorite Tony Romo moment. Was it him fumbling his way through a Martin Luther King Jr. Like promo, or was it... Now we have DTF.
This team is DTF, Jim.
The funny thing is, everything he says now sounds like the same cadence of the Martin Luther King. He'll be like, oh, man, Xavier McKinney, what a play. Everything, everything is
a
what a play.
Yeah.
What a game. He deserves all the credit.
Named after him.
His listen to a game, you will not unhear it. He basically says some version of that Martin Luther King line six times a quarter.
Does he replace "Here we go, Jim" now with "Oh, what a day, what a play"?
This team is DTF, Jim.
Facts.
The fact that even Nance was like, "Whoa,"
I was surprised Nance
knew it.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
What's DTF mean?
Yeah, tell us,
you
Manny.
Wouldn't know.
This team is DTF, Jim.
I don't know what they mean.
I'm sure this was a joke with Vrabel, him and Vrabel, and
yes.
I'm sure they did this at the table, and this, so Jim knew it because of that.
Right, and it's funny because this was definitely a joke that you would tell, and I can imagine Mike Vrabel telling this joke. That doesn't mean it should get to the airwaves, CBS and the 1 o'clock window.
I'm sure there was some young Patriots fan being like, why are they making so much fun with DTF? I don't get it.
I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
And then young Manny, who was at a wedding,
yeah.
was watching the game on the phone, being like, I don't get what he's saying.
I don't understand it.
I might have been watching the Knicks during the wedding, but I digress.
So you were not DTF at that moment?
Oh, I was down to Knicks.
Oh, okay. DTK?
Oh, you know that. It's
very close to BTK, like the BTK killer.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
That's the logical connection.
Well, just wait. Where's Romo this week? I'm sure he'll find a way to get it in.
This team is DTF, Jim.
I understand getting it in. Sure.
I didn't even mean that, but he'll find a way to mention it.
Oh.
That's what I meant. Bogues, what happened to your finger, dude? What's going on? That thing is comically large.
Dude is a functioning moron. That's what that is.
Did you hit your finger with a hammer? If you're not watching the show, come on in. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. And folks, we know you were calling a game last night.
Yeah.
And good now game. You came in with your middle finger all bandaged. Were you giving someone the bird?
Why don't you show the camera the way that you showed me your finger this morning when I asked you, hey, how's your finger?
That looks professionally taped.
It is. Here and going to my game last night.
Oh, my God. You had the Fordham trainer tape it up, didn't you?
So that was on my mind, right? So I go home and I am in the middle of three straight nights with a game.
Yeah, you got Fordham Wagner. Big
right.
showdown.
Mm-hmm. So, can't do anything at home. Like, I'm here, I go home, I change, I drive to the Bronx, I come home, I go to sleep. That's what my life has been for the last week. But it's garbage day, it's recycling day, so in my, like, 30 minutes of changeover, I'm trying to power through all of my husband, man chores in my house.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing that, I take a big slice across my finger with scissors cutting down a cardboard box.
Again, functioning moron.
So I'm looking at him like, that's pretty nasty. It's bleeding a lot. It stops bleeding. I go, okay, maybe it's not that bad. In the process of trying to put a Band-Aid and stuff on it, it rips open again, and now I'm bleeding profusely again.
Yikes.
And now it's like 3:15, and I've got a game at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So my first thought was, I'm just going to wrap this however much I need to wrap it in gauze, paper towel, and get to Fordham and see if a trainer can look at it. But then I'm like, if I need a stitch or three, I don't think they can do that.
Trainers absolutely can stitch.
I don't know that they can. There might have been a doctor there.
You mean like allowed to, or they don't know how?
I don't know that the trainers, athletic trainers are not, I mean, they're like first aid, right? But they're not going to do I don't know if they can stitch me up.
Also, are you an employee of the university?
There's that too, right? So then I'm like, I got to go to urgent care. So I ran urgent care. Somehow I walk into one that has nobody in it. I'm in and out in a half an hour. I got glue. I got Steri-Strips.
Oh, glue, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she starts wrapping it, and it's like the never-ending roll of gauze. This was one prepackaged roll, and now I have this huge right middle finger.
It looks like a cartoon when someone hits their finger with a hammer, and then they wrap it up. It's comically big.
It looks like JPP's club when you lost a couple of fingers.
I was going to say,
I wish it was that cool.
He looked like a college linebacker that broke his hand and still playing throughout the game.
You just said you wish it was that cool, JPP blowing his hand off with fireworks.
I mean, it's a slightly better story than my scissoring my finger off during recycling.
How much blood did you lose
yesterday? Really scissoring there.
Please stop.
DTF.
I mean, it was a lot.
Traders absolutely could have glued that. Yeah, because I forgot about glue.
But my fear was getting there and for
no, you're right.
And like not being able to be addressed. And then I'm sitting at the table
bleeding
in a suit,
out.
Bleeding on my charts.
Poor Andrew Posadas.
Yeah, so I had got it professionally fixed and went to a game, and that was peak toughness.
Was there any that point? Would have been an awesome broadcast. You were bleeding out live.
Peaking.
Yeah. Oh, I would have liked it in the middle of the game. You just lifted your hand up and say, "Cut me, traitor, cut me." You're a warrior, dude.
Thank you.
You're
for
a warrior.
Wow. It's okay, trainers. I've made my decision. Just cut the entire hand
off. Take the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, got some headlines for us, tough guy?
Do a Ronnie Lott. Cut off the tip just so you can perform at the game.
Cut my thing off so I can go hit somebody some more.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I could use that. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with 9 or 10 fingers with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
JPP can use it.
So Pearl and Mark Cuban bonded over Gus Johnson's call of Omar Cooper's ridiculous catch for Indiana Saturday. In case you haven't heard it somehow, here was Gus on Fox.
It's up! It's up!
Most people love the call because it was Gus. Some people didn't, like friend of the show Jimmy Traina at SI.com.
Yeah, I saw that.
And our Odyssey colleague Mike Valenti from The Ticket in Detroit.
Can we say that a network executive needs to sit him down and go, here's the deal, you putz. You're not the storyline. The game is.
Mike was just getting going.
That was such a fake response. He didn't lose his damn voice. He faked it. He's fake. His whole existence is fake. He sits here acting like, U of D. Man, ain't nobody seen you at U of D Jesuit. Shut up, you. Guy's nothing but a charlatan. What a fake-ass call. He ruins everything he touches.
I need one more.
I don't dislike him. I hate him. He ruins everything. He has jumped so many sharks that it's SeaWorld. It's ridiculous.
Nailed it at the end.
Yeah.
Why is this so personal with Mike Valenti?
I don't know.
And Gus? Because well, Gus claims to be Detroit.
He's from Detroit.
I know, but Valenti is saying that no one's ever seen him.
Captain Jack!
Well, you know, once you get famous, you can't come back to your old hood.
UD Jesuit? I don't know. Is that the high school?
True.
Is the high school? Wow.
Yeah.
That got personal.
Very personal.
High and in.
I want more backstory of it. Can't just be about ruining a call because.
Also, did he ruin it? I don't think he did.
No, I think Valenti was also saying to say the Heisman, the line about the Heisman, I felt like, was the part that he really took issue with.
No, it was a voice crack.
Saying that is they fake the voice crack is a pretty big accusation.
You'd also have some real control over your voice in that way. There's got to be more to the story here. There's no way that you could get that ticked off about a call. And I liked it because I thought it was funny and I'm into Gus's shtick. So I don't know if that he's a charlatan.
Yeah.
Like, what's he? A charlatan implies that you're really trying to screw over somebody else.
Like, okay, thank you.
Like, I mean, Gus has a history. Like, Gus didn't pull this out of nowhere. We all know Gus Johnson. Like, that was
but
particularly.
I like that.
Yeah, if you like Gus Johnson, at least he's consistent. Like, if he had all of a sudden come out of nowhere with that.
Yeah.
And I know he cracked a little more than usual, but it wasn't totally out of the range of Gus Johnson calls.
I actually listened to this whole clip before today, just getting ready for today's show. So Mike also, because his co-host was making the case that, well, Gus was going crazy that
before
entire
this,
drive.
Yeah.
And he said, Mike said, that's his point. That's his point. He's like, he's going crazy the whole drive that there's no way to top himself once there's a touchdown.
Yes.
So then this is what he goes to. He goes to this, and I'm not defending, you know, Valenti because I love the call. But he's saying that he was going so crazy the whole drive. Everything is so over the top that the only thing he can go to when there is a legitimately great play is to do something that is just ridiculous in his mind.
Right. I can't. Listen, there's times, there's announcers I don't love.
For just talked about
reasons.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, I mean, Romo on Bills games, I'm just like, you got to be
kidding
me.
This team is DTF, Jim.
He's growing on me now. But I think that I just can't imagine getting this incensed over a call. Did he really ruin your experience?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Gus guy. I guess I'm the lone non-Gus guy in the room. Like, it just, it is too much for me, but I can't get to this amount of anger and personal attacking.
I like Valenti, though. He's really cool.
Love
I
Valenti,
see him in the hallway
but the
sometimes.
Charlatan.
Super dude.
That's a big word.
Good dude.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to use that correctly.
He's a phony. Yeah. He's a this or that. It's like that guy that cuts deep.
Now, is he fake and phony? I don't know. But to say that he purposely cracked his voice or somehow has that in his bag of tricks to go back through puberty in a big moment is a weird. That's a weird
also,
accusation.
Are we expecting authenticity from a play-by-play person? Like, is that part of what makes them charming? Like, I like Joe Buck. Kind of seems like that's who Joe Buck is when he's calling a game. But Joe Davis kind of sounds a little put on. Does that mean his World Series calls aren't very good?
No, I mean, I don't.
Baby,
I've never dealt with Gus in real, like regular yeah, Gus.
Joe Davis and Gus Johnson are a bit different,
yeah.
I would say.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I know nothing about Joe Davis. I don't know any. Like, do you expect authenticity? This is Valenti's big thing with Gus is he's a phony and a fraud for some reason.
Right.
Do I care if my play-by-play guy is an authentic person?
No, I mean,
Who cares?
It's a performance.
Yeah, right.
That's yeah, but Gus is famously over top. He's
right.
A one-of-one.
Right.
He's totally. There's nobody else who compares.
But
only Gus
just,
does the Gus thing.
Exactly. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. I'm just saying, isn't it taste then? Aren't we all just talking about taste? He
yes.
doesn't like it.
Right.
I might. But, like, he got so personal with this attack.
Yeah.
Like, he's... He's like he's defrauded the public.
Or maybe
somehow.
I mean, Mike Valenti wanted that job.
I mean, to be real, I mean, I love Jim Nantz, but Jim Nantz calling us friends. We're not his friends. He's obviously being fake.
Jim Nantz, well, I don't know.
Friends.
You met Jim Nantz. Jim
Nantz is friend.
Jim Nantz will be friends with you in about a millisecond.
He is into his house.
I know, but say Jim Nantz, everybody in the industry is friends with Jim Nantz. Like, he literally is. The guy just meets you and he's like, tell me about your life story. But anyway, that's not about Jim Nantz.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, I don't know. The one thing Gus Johnson got into trouble for was Dion was a coach, and he was clearly a massive bias towards Colorado in a game where the play-by-play can't root for one team. And that was crazy. I think it was a USC game. Everyone's like, what is going on here? Why is Gus Johnson basically wearing a Colorado Buffaloes hat doing play-by-play?
Right.
So that's where Gus gets into trouble, I think, is when because he's creating drama. You know, that's his job. And it became too much into Dion, and he lost some.
But that wasn't the criticism here.
No, it wasn't. Right. But it's all part of Gus. I think it's all part of the same thing where Gus uses his voice to make it a bigger event. And you're right. It's a matter. You said it perfectly. It's a matter of taste.
Crazy to me. All right. We got to take a break. That was fun. Fun sound there. Coming up next. Oh, as I mentioned, poll results and the show divided. We've got to get to this so that we can all move on with our lives. Maggie and Perla.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, looks like we got a little change here in the depth chart of the New York Giants. Man, everything's about the Giants this week. They fire their head coach, Pearl.
Yeah.
And now it looks like Jameis Winston's now being elevated to backup. Jackson Dart, though, is still in concussion protocol.
No.
And considering his brain has been scrambled the last 4 weeks in a row,
mashed
I think
potatoes.
You're going to see Jameis Winston, if I had to guess, I don't speculate on someone's health, but it looks like Jameis Winston may be taking the field when the Giants play the Packers.
That's right.
This weekend in MetLife Stadium. But meanwhile, the coach search is now on. And Bill Belichick, who won two Super Bowls with the Giants as a coordinator, was asked about this yesterday, and he gave the very on to Wake Forest. Here's Bill Belichick.
I mean, I've been asked about it from time to time, but... Yeah, look, this, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
Appreciate you, Coach. You keep focusing on those Demon Deacons, sir.
Honestly, if you had told me the day that Bill Belichick said we're on to Cincinnati that one day he'd say we're on to Wake Forest, I would not have believed you. But actually, maybe outside chance that Bill Belichick makes a bowl game this year. They have 4 wins so far, and they got 3 games left at Wake, Duke, and NC State.
I came inches away from beating highly UVA. Ranked Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's on a heater. Wins over Syracuse and Stanford. Stanford had to come across country, by the way. I think they'll probably come back to earth against Wake Forest. Duke will lose to anybody. So it is funny that I feel like Bill Belichick, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Maggie, he's kind of... righted the ship. You said a bowl eligible. I feel like the laughing stock North Carolina Tar Heels football seems like a month ago. Now it's like, okay, they're not great, but they're not as bad as they could be. Is that a consolation prize?
Well, not bowl eligible yet.
Yeah. No, they could wins. At least could be.
Yeah, I mean, need to get to 6.
They were 2-5 3 weeks ago. You know, this is finally they got a couple W's. Winning is the one thing Bill Belichick desperately needs here.
So speaking of winning, not a winner in our poll yesterday. So we asked, if you were a Giants fan, would you rather have, who'd you rather have as their next head coach? And the two options we were arguing about at the time were Bill Belichick and Mike McCarthy, two ultimate retreads, Pearl. Ugh. And Mike McCarthy, in a landslide, won this poll, 66% to 34%. So even if things are trending up for Bill Belichick, maybe a little check on the pulse of a football fan is still not a believer. Now, the other thing, too, is Belichick's going to want full control. McCarthy just worked for Jerry Jones, where you have no control over the roster whatsoever. So maybe that's more appealing if the Giants decide to go in this direction.
Well, yeah. I mean, I personally wouldn't want either of them. But I actually, if you're going to take a shot on a retread, might as well go Bill Belichick. If that's really the direction you're going, just try something completely different. But Pete Carroll not working in Vegas has to scare Giants ownership. I don't think in the NFL timeline, you can't have a guy come in and immediately change the culture. And that's what the Giants need. They need somebody who's going to be there for 10 years and build something, and I don't think Belichick's that guy.
It's going to be incredible when Joe Shane hires his guy from Buffalo after he gets fired and Sean McDermott.
You can have him. But by the way, I don't know if Joe Shane's going to survive. Now,
yeah.
He shouldn't. They should both. He and Brian Daboll both came in together, and they should exit together because they both equally, I think, are responsible for how bad the Giants are and throw ownership in. And I feel bad saying that because I know John Mara is cancer right now.
Right.
But even he, I think, would say he's made a lot of mistakes and he would own that. And to me, hiring Belichick, Pearl, and playing the nostalgia card would signify absolute rock bottom for the Giants. You know, the fact that you would have to dig that far back into your past to try to find any identity, stability, what have you, just shows how lost of a franchise you are. And one of the things that the Maras get accused of is being so loyal. Bring Belichick? I mean, it's like you're trying to get the band back together from the 85 Bears, the 86 Giants. Like, it just doesn't compute to me, or the 91 Giants, whatever. It's all the same.
None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been a winner more recently than at the highest level than Mike McCarthy. So
technically McCarthy probably is the more recent playoff win.
Yeah, definitely McCarthy's been.
When's the last time McCarthy won a Super Bowl? What year was that?
Well, that was 2010, but McCarthy at least won a playoff game when they beat the Bucs in Tom Brady's last ever game.
Yeah, but Belichick has won a Super Bowl in the last 7 years. It's not like Belichick's that far from the top of the mountain.
7 years is a long time, Pearl.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 15 years for Mike McCarthy is a long time, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bill Belichick's winning 7 games a year. Mike McCarthy's winning 12 games a year at the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, that went great. I forgot about this amazing run that Mike McCarthy had in Dallas.
The New York Giants would sign up for 12 wins tomorrow.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah,
won a bunch. Did they have a good season? They had a good season with Daboll. They had a good season with McAdoo.
A 9-1 season and a 10-1 season that ended up being nothing. They were one and dones. If you can go to the playoffs 3 years in a row with 12 wins, with the way the Giants look right now, they would take that over what Belichick was doing in his last year with the Patriots, or what the Carolina Tar Heels are doing right now.
They take getting blown out by letting up 48 points at home in their wild card game. Like Mike McCarthy. I mean, it didn't go great for Mike McCarthy in Dallas. I know they were 12-5 3 years in a row, but this isn't about McCarthy. It's about Belichick. I think that you could say, well, the roster fell apart in New England. North Carolina, forget this. Just ignore that completely. Mm. He's not that far removed from being the best coach in the NFL. You said 7 years is a long time. I mean, well, not that long.
Okay, but aren't we doing this whole autopsy now? About how, like, listen, I still think Belichick was a great coach. I think it's more than just Brady, but that's kind of not...
Get into that, yeah.
That's not exactly, like, the theme right now, I hate the word narrative, but, like, it's gone against Belichick. The fact of the matter is the record without Tom Brady kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, but I still think there are a lot of people out there who still think Belichick was a great coach, and I think in the NFL, I think he's highly respected too.
Which
I don't think they're all Brady people.
But he couldn't get a job, you know. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But couldn't get a job when he was out there peddling the services, and it would take the reunion from their former defensive coordinator from the '90s, late '80s.
He's not getting this Giants job. Let's be realistic. He's 4-5 at North Carolina right now. The Giants can't do better than that.
I think you guys are burying the lead, though.
I don't have to watch Russell Wilson play quarterback for the Giants anymore unless somebody gets hurt. Let's go!
Cut to someone get hurt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.